Welcome everyone to this session, all about bullying, all about bullying, and we hope you're going to enjoy it. It goes for about, I think it was an hour and a half or thereabouts, I think.
Well, we'll be pushing it with half the people, that's all right.
You can improvise. Okay, all jokes aside, Dream Theatre. What can you say about Dream Theatre? Well, what I like about them, they're a good group of people. I reckon, and I've always told Jenna this since the first day I met Jenna, met Dream Theatre. Robert Redfern, who's a female actress? Jane Fonda. Any of those actors, move over. You've got these beautiful, wonderful, professional actors. I've seen them a couple of times, and all of their productions have had me in tears. I don't know why, until this day, maybe because I could relate to their stories. And it made me feel, yes, that is what life is like. I'm sure you're going to enjoy them. I don't think that the bullying will have me in tears, because I think it's a serious one for a change. But it's my pleasing duty to present to you Jenna Carroll and my friends, Dream Theatre.
Hi, I'm Paul.
Hi, Paul.
I'd like to welcome you all here today. We're about to share you our film, Bully or Victim. But before we do, we are each going to tell you something about what it was like for us to make this film. Watching this film makes me think back to when we were making it. I used to get bullied in my workplace. But I've taught myself since then how to speak out, how to think properly as well.
Hi, I'm Davis.
Hi, Davis.
I don't really understand bullying. It is so wrong, but I think it's to do with the pecking order. We're just like animals, really. Some of us are bigger than others. Some of us are smarter, but we're all different from each other. And we need to understand and accept that. And we need to accept ourselves first, and then no one can hurt us, because we know we are different.
Hi, my name is Kim. Making this film made me feel sad and a bit blue all over again. I know I'm unique, and if anyone called me names now, I would just walk away. I am more mature and independent now.
Hi everyone, my name is David Baker, or everyone calls me DB. Making this film also made me remember bad stuff, but I've been able to find my own self. I've been able to come out on top of it. Now, I'd really like to help others do that too.
I'm Jenna E.
Hi, Jenna E.
I was not happy to be called names. It made me sad, but that was in the past. No one calls me names now. When you get older, it stops.
I'm Leah.
Hi, Leah.
It was very hard for me to remember how I was bullied at school. Just because I looked a bit different, it was painful to tell my story. I know I'm a bit different, but I like that. I don't get bullied anymore because now I feel good about who I am. It doesn't matter what you look like, it's who you are inside.
Hello, I'm Hannah.
Hi, Hannah.
I was also bullied in the schoolyard. It was okay in the classroom because there was always a teacher watching, but in the yard no one would play with me, so I just hang around the teacher on duty. I also had a teacher's aide to help me with my work, and I guess that also made me different. It made me feel sad again having to tell my story for the film. But now I'm a teacher's aide myself and I'm so much more confident.
And I'm Kath.
Hi, Kath.
I play a teacher in this film and that's what I used to be a long time ago. So I know how much bullying happens in schools. And still does.
Shabbat.
Hi,
Shabbat. Shabbat. Thank you for coming up. Thank you for coming. Shabbat, okay? And we're a good day. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Shane.
Hi, Shane.
I joined Dream Theatre earlier this year and had the joy of writing and recording music for the Sounds Like Us DVD. It's a collection of music videos, which is Dream Theatre's latest production. But before I became a member, I was asked to act the bully in one of the stories you're about to see. I felt very uncomfortable with the things I had to say as a bully. Being big, I remember I often had to act as a bully in order to ward off others who wanted to taunt me. But I'm not a bully, just a big, gentle man who's often misunderstood.
Hi, and I'm Jenna Carroll.
Hi, Jenna.
And I have the honour of directing this amazing and unique group of people.
Yeah.
Indeed. There's nobody quite like us in the world, I think. Workshopping and making this film was certainly a painful journey for most of us. But we have all gained so much ground since then that we found great joy in the sharing and the growing of our confidence. This film was made last year, in fact, maybe even the year before now, and I have to tell you we've made lots of technical improvements since then. We were also filming in a different space, so, you know, the sound quality isn't as good as what we get now. But it stands on its own merits. We do hope it stirs your own memories and experiences, because after this film, we will be exploring the whys and hows of bullying, and with your help, we will explore bullying even further with your experiential help. So please just sit back and Davis will press the right button and enjoy the film Bully or Victim.
Bullies have no friends.
Bullying is silly.
Makes people cry.
It sucks.
Not that bad.
Don't be an idiot. Stay away from me.
You don't call anyone nasty names.
It's not on. Bullying is a waste of energy.
Don't be judgmental.
It's a load of crap.
Kinder, the kids pushed me around. I was so taller than them. I was sad. I told the teacher and she told them off.
When I was at special school, I got called Bugs Bunny by a boy that was shorter than me. I know that's the way my teeth are, but it hurt my feelings.
Bugs Bunny, Bugs Bunny! Bugs Bunny, Bugs Bunny!
I call you Bugs Bunny back.
When I was at primary school, no one would play with me at recess or at lunchtime. It was horrible. I would stay around the teacher on duty and the kids would whisper behind my back. I didn't know I had a disability. They just made me feel different from the other kids. I had an integration aide who helped me with my work and made me feel special in a good way.
I asked to play a game, but they said no.
Hey, boys, can I play?
Get out of here.
Go away,
Fatty. Go away.
Take up too much space.
I keep tipping over all the time. Anybody laughed at me. I got cross.
We're going to tell him you.
You can't do that to us.
You can't go around hitting people.
The teacher told me off. I'm not bad, I'm good. I was at the lava steps and I cried. I know now it's in my past.
In my secondary school days, I got bullied. Kids called me names and tried to put me down.
Hey you, you're a spazzo!
Retard.
Moron.
Retard.
Spazzo, what you gonna do? You spazzo.
You retard. Little moron.
It made me feel sad. Made me feel less than them. I knew I was not less than them. So I stood up for myself.
She's a slut.
They left text messages on my phone that I had to delete.
She's a slut.
She is a fatty.
She eats babies.
I was told to ignore it, but it's hard. It made me kind of sad and a bit isolated.
I have seen bullying in my workplace. Sometimes at work I get bullied by a guy stronger than me. He just strides in like he's the Hulk. He just stands over me because he knows I can't get up very fast. He calls me things like puny, retard, spazzo. This makes me feel very angry and a bit helpless. But I do get up and walk away, saying I don't have time for this rubbish. I go to the boss and tell him. He is smarter than the Hulk and a see right through kind of person. So he can just tell the Hulk to go home and think about it.
I was the only one in my TAFE course that had a disability. Everyone in the class ignored me. They ignored themselves on every occasion.
I think he's dumb.
I felt that nobody even cared about me or even noticed I was there. No one wanted to know how smarter I was or how clever I was. This made me very sad, angry, and alone.
But he passed all his subjects and got top marks.
But I think that's why they tried to make me small and less than them. And now I'm a paid theatre arts worker.
Cry baby.
Don't take Rosie's book off her.
I'm not always here. Don't tell me to burn up.
Is this bullying?
Did you bring my bags in from the car? Well, listen to me, young lady. You're not having your friends over tonight.
This is bullying.
Have you ironed my shirt yet?
Sorry, dear. I haven't had time.
I don't care about your time. Go in there and do it now, please.
Is this bullying?
Have you had any difficult clients this week?
Yeah, I had Joe, and he was a handful. I have to cook all these meals for him. And I have to, bathroom and everything.
Yeah, I had a jet one of them was dead.
How many clients have you had?
Mrs. Smith, Mrs. Brown, Mrs. Burgess.
I think Mrs. Burgess needs more help at home.
What would you know? You're a man.
Yeah, you're a man.
You only know about football, don't you?
Is this bullying?
So you think you can drive a bus, darling?
You need to lose some weight, love.
So, what are you doing tonight? Okay, okay. Only kidding.
Can't you take your joke well?
This is boy.
Someone has been putting on a picture of me on YouTube and calling me a nasty little weasel and a dickhead, and I'm a liar. Is this bullying?
I am the president and I'm higher than everyone here.
I am the vice president and I can boss everyone below me.
I am the next highest and I can boss all the department heads.
I am a department head and I can boss everyone in my department.
I am the floor manager and I can boss all the workers here.
I am the union leader and I can boss the workers too.
I am the smartest worker and I'm the boss of the workers.
And Rosie is the smallest, and she is just a worker, and everyone thinks they can boss her around.
I am better. Okay, we've done it.
Bullying should never happen.
Bullying is not nice.
It is not nice watching people being bullied.
Bullying is cruel, we should stop it.
Bullying is everywhere and it can happen around the home.
Bullying should be against the law.
Not murder, not bear.
Bullies can be victims.
They weren't very well looked after when they were little, and maybe they sort of like became a bully from then on because they would have bad parents or something.
Yeah, well, I do strongly agree that they have been traumatised in the past because they like to, you know, whatever they have done or whatever's been done to them, they can actually put it onto other people. That's not really the other person's fault.
That's what makes them bullies.
Yeah.
They lose their self-respect and their personality and they don't know who they're hurting. Bullies can be victims because they might get treated when they were younger and then they start going to school and they said, that's right to do that, but it's not right to do that.
Yeah. So you were being bullied and you were being hurt as a child. How did it make you feel?
Feel sad.
Feel sad, yeah. So do you reckon bullies are victims as well?
Yes.
So what do you think of bullies?
Yeah,
it's nasty stuff, isn't it?
Paul, have you ever been bullied before?
Yes, I have been bullied.
How did that make you feel?
Not all that happy.
As a person who's been victim, I feel as if I just want to have a crash. Almost like go to a state of mode of anger and sadness, depression. That's how I felt, and I think just through this project, it has brought back some memories, and yes, I have felt those, but it was good to actually explore those again. But when, how do I get over it?
I think we should stick up for ourselves and not be afraid of bullies.
In my story, I stood up for myself and brought my friends in as well.
I just walk away and ignore them.
We should turn to people that will help us with the bullying.
Like your mum or your dad or family members, they could help you.
It would be good if we had someone looking over us.
And be yourself. Same time, learning about being yourself and saying I'm moving on. Yeah.
that's a few of our views on bullying. You've probably gathered that workshopping themes is very much the larger part of our journey to make a film, and for that one we workshopped maybe for 6 months because we had to go very gently through our stories. For some people they were extremely painful, and for some people they'd never told the story before. So it was a very long, slow and careful process. But I guess my magic moment was when I turned to Collier, when Davis actually walks in on the little boy that he was and sticks up for himself as himself in later years. That to me summed it all up. It's question time, folks. I have another microphone here, but I think we can hear each other anyway. Yeah, there's a question from the man in red.
I reckon it's great to see the film anyway, because I know all about South Advocacy groups, and I'm part of it now. So I used to be in Benalla one, but I retired, so I go to Shep one. So I come to the Melbourne one this time. So I reckon I enjoyed it. You fight for it. So I went pretty hard on the microphone, you know. I make good speeches and I'm very good at it. About South Africa, Casey.
Can I ask you a question? Were you actually, do you have a story of bullying yourself?
A bully? Were you bullied? When I was living at home.
At home you were bullied?
Yeah, but growing up, I don't get like that anymore. Now I know what happens. But I don't mind by that.
And big and strong
now. Yeah, I'm still there much as I am. I'm not a bully anymore, so.
And your name is?
Greg Falconer.
Greg?
Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Hello.
Oh, Greg.
Oh, yeah, you going, Colin?
I was having a snooze.
Yeah. Yeah.
Greg, I'm going
to
see if there's any other questions.
Would you like
to come back to you
and get
to talk a bit more? Do you like that?
Yes, I like that. I'll make a good speeches anyway, so I'm not going to retire.
Yeah. If there's any more
questions,
I'm sure I'll...
Okay, no worries. I live in Shep 2 now, so...
We're in Seymour, so
you're not far away.
No.
Yeah, so we come up like... last night, and Ori's and Ned today.
I'll come back to you. Is that all right?
Yep.
Okay, we have people over here with their hands up. Would you like to come out here, both of you, because I can't reach there? No, thanks.
My name is Tara. I did get teased. Someone called me a retard, and someone stepped in for me.
Who stepped in for
me? My friend Katrina.
Yeah. That
was the thing we discovered through all these bullying stories. That if you got a friend and you see what you look at, you're going to let that workshop go later. So Tara, do people still call you names?
No.
One
of
the professors I've learned, I'm okay, but you're mean.
True. Who's got the problem here?
It's not.
Yeah.
And then I got teased at work as well.
Did you?
Yeah. It was a really big struggle because someone sent an email to my boss, and I don't know who did it, but she hurt my feelings as well. My mom. No.
No.
She did. She came with me at Bird Plaza where we go to shops with my mum. I cried. I could not stop.
Well, I don't know why anyone would call you other than smart and beautiful, Tara, because you're
Hi, my name is Thomas Maxwell. I have many stories of me being bullied. although I still get bored sometimes now. I don't know who to turn to, and I didn't realise that I made friends with a complete criminal. He used to hit me and kick me to make friends with me. I tried to mix with all the tough guys, but they let me down.
Do you have any friends now?
Yes.
Good.
I have one in the audience wearing a green T-shirt.
Oh, beautiful, intelligent woman there. You're really lucky.
Now, I only have left is my good friends, and I realized that listening to songs like I'm Born This Way by Lady Gaga and What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger by Kelly Clarkson, it made me a lot stronger to face what I've been teased, because people have called me bad names, like I'm a retard, a freak, I have glasses because everyone called me Four Eyes. And I said no. And I stood up for myself because I did Toastmasters from 2012. And I said, if I'm bullied, I would tell you to all those bullies who bully me, you don't have the power to own me.
Yes. Yeah. Round of applause for Mr. Thomas. Yeah, come on out. Yeah, in a
minute, yeah.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you? Jane, it's Jane.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Jane and I go back.
Yeah.
We did that.
We do.
We did that.
That's
the bingo game.
No, the acting
out. Oh, we go back long.
Yeah, we go back to
what did we do?
When we done the prisoner.
Yeah, you were.
What is it? Oh, you were from prisoner, but I'm talking about when we enforced that.
No. When Jen, can I come out?
Yeah, come on.
Excuse me, I'm just moving something. Go to the other one, you're getting it all.
So what happened?
Aren't you brilliant, thank you.
What we did, we employed Jenna to come down to reinforce where we're from here in Melbourne, down in Flinders Lane. And we wanted Jenna to help us to come out with something about personal stories. And that was going to be really hard and really painful for us to do. But we wanted to do it, very similar to you with bullying, I'm sure, and I could feel all of your pain in all of those things. But what we did a story, I don't want to really go into it, but we did a story about a person being in an institution, and then, so what happened was that I think Jane was playing the part of just very, very slowly eating her food. And then, the staff member is ringing his bell, telling him time to go back to your workshop or whatever. He's telling her to go, and she won't go, so it takes her a minute, makes her stand in the naughty corner.
Oh, go on my knees in the corner.
These are true stories. So, yeah, you just got to imagine, we're all coming in, we're all lining up, we've got our trays. So we start here, we're working our way down the line, getting our food on a tray, and then we go back and we sit at our table. And then the bells are ringing in, and that's how it went on and on.
In memory of somebody, sit down.
Yeah, I remember. David. Yeah.
My friend David.
God rest his soul.
God yes. Rest.
He went round with his roll of paper.
Yeah, he had a newspaper in his pocket.
He was constantly belting his
paper.
Yeah.
So, sorry,
I had to step in.
That's all right,
Well,
me.
You go.
Okay, so that's basically what happened. And we ended up with a song, and never went anywhere. But yeah, it was a good. I just want to quickly do it for you. I haven't got a voice because I've got a sore throat.
But you're talking, I can hear you.
I know.
What's for me?
I've been to institutions that took ages to close down. From Sunbury to Janefield and old Kingsbury town. But no matter how far or how wide I roam, I'll never call an institution home. All the doctors and nurses running round the wards with needles and syringes in hand. And as they get closer and closer, I know it is soon I'll be going to sleep. Someday soon, I hope to be free, and all of my friends once more will I see. But no matter how far or how wide I roam, I'll never call an institution home.
Now, my day.
We have digressed a bit, but you probably gathered that the theme that Colin was talking about was absolutely about bullying. We created institutions that bullied people in the worst possible forms. And even though I was a fairly seasoned worker in institutions, these stories that these guys told me took me home and, you know, hair was on end. So we created a piece with a ticking clock and clanging doors, and it was pretty powerful stuff. But Jane was there, and I remember her so well, and Colin, you too. They all went through very painful processes remembering those old times, which really had to be dragged out. And I'm not going to tell you a story because it'll make me cry. You can tell it yourself if you want to. Do you feel like it? Just tell a little bit, because it really is pertaining to this whole administrative bullying, which we didn't really touch on in this film.
I was taken away at 6 months old from my family. They were in Fitzroy. I was put into a Lambie in Trana, and then I was taken right away from Melbourne to Nazareth House Boys Home, Sebastopol. I was there from when I was 5 months to five years old, actually, because I had epileptic fits, and that was the reason why I was taken away, and that in the first place. And all of us kids were, but the others went back to the families. One of them got adopted out, but I didn't. And when I was in Nazareth House, I can remember sometimes, which I'm glad I don't get upset now, because of what I've been through, I can remember when you wet the bed, and the nuns used to fill the bed of a morning, because they were all in rows, the bed were, and there was little drawers, and there was another row of beds, and we all had to get out of those beds and stand in front of the drawer. We had to, but the ones who would wet the bed, the nuns, used to punish us, and we used to go about Becky, we did, and they would put the sheet over you, pin you to the pillows with the big safety pins, and you had to stay there for an hour and smell your own urine and go without breakfast some mornings. And that would be your punishment, to learn a lesson on not to wet the bed again. But when you're a little girl, you can't, because, I was under five at the time, I was. And I can remember the swimming pool, in the convent. Then when I was in the swimming pool, the nurses and the nuns used to always call us out of the swimming pool. I used to always be the last one because I was so little, and it was at the deep end, and then the nuns or the nurses would duck me. And I used to think there was a new Jane that would come up much better and get out much better, but there wasn't. And that happened to me quite a bit, that did. And then after that, when I was five, I was transferred to a real bigger institution, and that was in Store, and it was in Pleasant Creek Training Centre in Store, which was not so pleasant after all. There was about 200 to 350 kids there. There was two DWs, and when I went there, I went in the car with one of the nuns, and I saw all these kids playing in the playground. And I thought they were my brothers and sisters, and the nurses were my mum and dad, because I didn't even know I had a family.
I remember really well from you was the story when you were told your mother died.
Yeah.
Can I tell that one?
Yeah.
Okay. We might have to stop because I think you're really upsetting some people. And that's all right. But I remember, Jane, we took the stories back and back until we were able to uncover some of these stories. And just watching you work there, Jane, you became an actor then, and you're still doing it. There were the rows of beds, there were the things, and we did very graphic work on that. You're still an actor, aren't you? Fantastic. Indeed. So, yeah, look, I just want to tell this little story because it was... It's the graphic of bullying, really, in the sense of insensitivity, and that's what bullying is about. Not being able to say, how would I feel if this was me?
Yeah.
That's really what it takes to understand to not be a bully. That's and Jane, right. How old were you when you were told?
I was 8 years old.
She was 8 years old, and this was the story she told. And I'm going to tell it because I just remember it so well. And she was called up to the head matron's office.
Are you talking about...
And they said to you... Oh, we just need to tell you that your mother died last night. And Jane just stood there for a minute, and then I don't know whether it was the first time you told that story,
yeah.
And she just dissolved, and we all went up and gathered her up, and she just said, and I didn't even know I had a mother. Mm. And that's what broke us all up.
Yeah.
Jane, I'm going to ask you to stop now, because they're fabulous stories, and I'm so glad to have caught up with you today. This is a bit of my past.
Right. Yeah. Oh,
bless you, and we'll get a chance to talk later.
Yes.
Take it easy, Jane.
And another thing, I've just found out from my brothers and sisters that I'm Indigenous, and I'm from the Yorta Yorta in Shep.
Oh, my God, Jane. Yes. I guessed it all along, lady, but it wasn't my business to tell you. Oh, Jane. Walk proud, girl.
Yes, I found out my relatives.
You've got a mob. You've got a mob.
Yes, from the
ordering
ship.
Oh, bless.
And the Morgans and the Bankers.
Oh, God, I'm glad I came today. I'm so glad I came today.
Yeah, and my sister got
back. Oh, sister. Power to the sisters.
Yay.
Hey. Well done, Jane. Thank you.
Thanks.
I watched a video. My name's Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hey, Julie. Hey, Julie.
Mine is a bit different story to you guys. Mine was more sexual abuse. I was sexually abused.
Which is a bad form of bullying,
let's face it. And when the kids at school found out that I was being sexually abused, I used to get, there goes the rapist. There goes, she's going to do it to us. So mine was a different bullying. Like, I was getting bullied because of what happened to me, but they were saying I was going to do it to other people. That wasn't true.
Oh, Julie, what can we say? Can I just ask?
Your love.
You've told the story before, Julie?
No.
Is this true? She hasn't told the story before? Oh, Julie, we feel so honoured that you have stepped up here today in front of these people and told your story. That is incredibly brave. Let's give Julie a round of applause.
Well done, Julie.
Gee, Dream Theatre, if you can help people, you know, like Julie, have the confidence to step up in front of you by showing one of your films, Hey Man... We're out there. Julie, will you take some questions from people? Because this is an area that people don't like talking about. And if you don't want to, that's perfectly all right.
Yeah,
but we are so, so sorry that this ever happened to you. And we'd like to help you feel you can move on and be the wonderful person you obviously are, judging by those dancing eyes. Okay?
Yeah.
Does anybody have a question for... Yes, Jane. Are you okay? Would someone like to give Leah a hug, please? Thanks, Jane.
Myself,
yep.
When I was in an institution, 16, when someone wanted to take me out from the institution.
Jane, how do you move on from these memories?
They'll
always be with you. But you're able to tell you, because when I worked with you some years ago, it was emotional, as it is for Julie.
Yes.
Whereas now you're able to stand up here now and share your story
telling it beautifully without the emotion. You still feel the pain, but you're over the emotion. Am I right? So what has helped you do that, Jane? Cancelling's a good word.
I've tried that and it hasn't worked.
And does that help to go? Does it help to go back, or does it help to walk forward and leave it behind? Yeah. Now, is there any other questions? Thanks, Jane. That anyone would like to ask Julie? Thomas, just one moment. We're just talking to Julie now. Can you just give her a little bit more time? If you have a question you'd like to ask Julie I know you have. Can you talk to Julie first? Have you got a question for Julie at all? Would you like to ask Julie a question?
Julie, I know how you feel. I realise that people on the news have been either sexually abused in church, and it's really, really sad. And I just feel sorry for you.
Thank you. Let's try and get on to some positives now. Has anybody come through this experience and found that they were able to leave it behind through the help of others, that they could help Julie along with in any way whatsoever? Friendships are a really important thing. Julie, do you have that one person in your life? No, that's tough. That's tough.
What about Glenn?
I've told Glenn, but because Glenn's not my worker, I've had to tell so many workers what's happened to me. It's like every 6 months I get a new worker. So it's a new worker every 6 months. I'm going to explain what's happened to me. And so it's hard to keep explaining something that's happened.
Something's never changed, Cole. The movement of support workers. The breaking of trust because somebody just moves in. Julie, would you prefer to not have to keep telling the story, or would you prefer to keep telling it? Take yourself out, honey. Yep. Just go out into the foyer. No, it's all right. You can see we're used to acting, but not necessarily hearing other stories than our own. Thanks, Shane. But I think having opened this Pandora's box, we really must keep moving a little way through it. Jane?
I was talking about my past.
Yep. Yeah, it's like, I think, again, I will get to you, I'm sorry. We might have to move along from this subject a little bit just because it's stirring. No, don't be sorry, truly, Jane. Never be sorry for sharing your news or your feelings. But what I think helped Jane and Cole and all these people was enactment, where you actually took on the character of yourself. You weren't being yourself, you stepped out of yourself. And remember, they were all I never work, but I do that exercise, so that although we're exploring our own stories, we have to tell them in the third person. Do you remember you had to do that? Try telling your story or writing it. Do you write? Write it in what you call the third person. She, not you, not I. Start to detach yourself into that third person. It's worth the exercise, Julie. And then join a group like Dream Theatre where you can enact it and detach even further, so you make it into a script for somebody else to act. So in your writing now, instead of putting I, put she. Just see what happens.
Thank you.
She. But Julie, thank you. We're going to stop now. Is that all right? But well done, girl. Anybody who hasn't spoken, you wanted to say something, you have a question. Is that we do have copies of our DVD here. Yep, they're $10 each. We just have to cover our costs, that's all. And our latest one, Sounds Like Us, which is music videos. These guys wrote all the songs, and we put them to music. So they're really worth having. We also have some brochures here, which give us a lot more information, and all the films we've made. So I suggest you take those. It has a contact number and an email there, and you can actually look and book any of those movies that you want. Not just at the moment. He's going to do his sales pitch, but I think...
Yeah. My name is I'm a right-handed forward, and I used to be on court names when I was little, and I had a pot belly and they've been calling me names like I'm like Fat Albert, Fat Bastard, Royal Potty, and I couldn't even stand up for myself, so I told one of my teachers, and they stood up for myself, for me.
So your
teachers
helped you stand up for yourself?
My teachers from my school stood up for me.
Thank you very much. Jenna, I just wanted to probably share with you, I haven't always had a disability. I have worked very hard and have a family and all of those things. And then when I got my disability, people that I thought were my friends started to treat me a bit differently. And then some people who weren't my friends treated me wonderfully. And then some of them treated me terribly. So I think the lessons that you guys have showed us here today show people like me that I'm being bullied at this moment. I'm actually a councillor or deputy mayor of a shire. So I feel very important, but I've got people bullying me largely because I'm in a wheelchair, because I look different and I'm an easy target. And they don't know what they've come up across because I'm no easy target. But it's people like you that are teaching some adults and older people out there how to be polite and respectful. And we have a lot of grown-ups out there who aren't being respectful, and you are champions of change. Yay. And I thank you.
Just because, you know, one doesn't want to be yelling with one's voice all day. Just in terms of Colleen, I'm sure that there are a number of people who share that thing that, see, I, in a totally different way. I'm not in a wheelchair, but I'm getting older. I'm going to be 70 in January. Now, that's an impediment in itself, okay? No, it truly is, because suddenly people realise your age, and you all now know, they treat you differently. And it is almost like a disability in a peculiar and nothing like as dramatic way. So in a sense, we're all changing human beings. We're all different all the time. And as DB said, particularly in his, and he often lectures on it, and you just were a beautiful example of it, it's the way you feel about yourself. So if you can sit, stand, hold your head up and say, I know who I am, there is absolutely no way that anyone in the world can say anything to me that's going to demean me because I know who I am. I know I'm in a wheelchair, for God's sake. I mean, nobody's telling me anything. So the person who is bullying or name-calling or is the one with the deficit, is the one that needs to learn something about themselves. You may not be, so is Jane, you may not be, but I've got the microphone, you may not be the one to change them, but recognise that they are the one with the deficit. Jane, very quickly, honey, because we've got to stop. explain to my guys, because I'm not sure they picked up with the space. Jane has just discovered the fact that she's part Aboriginal, which is a really important thing to discover, because she knows herself better about who she is. And anything that adds to your self-knowledge is a beautiful thing. And not only that, Jane has found out she's got sisters. I'm keeping you for no reason, but please stay there, Colleen. What about brothers, he said. Indeed, what about brothers? Let's hear it for the brothers. Yay.
Okay. Well, it's not a question. It's more like a statement, I think.
You're a big statement.
No, thank you. You can do it. I think what I've found in life is that the most precious friend that you could probably ever have in your life, besides your parents or your boyfriend or girlfriend, is the friendship of another person with a disability who has gone through the same thing as what you have. That's the best friend of all you can have.
I'm going to one-up you because I thought what you're going to say, I totally agree with you, but I think the best friend you can possibly have in life is yourself. No, but that's where we've got to start, Cole. We've got to start with ourselves. Yes, to have somebody who's like you in friendship and lovingness, but you've got to love yourself and be your own best friend. Jane, is it you again? I'm going to ignore you. She's away. She's away. I don't know what she's going.
One thing that I would really like to say about this is just label jars, not people. Because we're all equal, we're all the same, you know. We're all on the same planet. We're all here, you know. And but I know you're a male.
Do you remember that thing we came up with that equality doesn't come into it? Because no, we don't want to be the same. I remember them saying with women, you want to be equal to men. I'm thinking, no, there's not a single man on the planet that I want to be the same as. Thank you. So, but parity is the thing. The thing is that we are all not the same or equal. We are all different.
Yeah.
With our film, we wrote a little song to go with it, and it goes like this. Can you remember it?
Let's all accept we're not the same. We're different shapes and many sizes. Let's all accept and not call names and not discriminate against. Thank you.
We got a train to catch. I never lose my temper. I am so cool, I never lose my temper. We've got a train to catch. He wants to do a brief sales pitch while I pack everyone. You can first of all think of him. And then by then we've got to go.
All right. Thank you very much for coming to see us. It was very good to see as many people as we got. And the DVDs behind me are $10 each. Go and see Jenna and I'll take the money as well. Yes, I will. Thanks, Jane.
Okay, once again, people, just before you do go, we have evaluation sheets down here. Please fill them in so we can give feedback to Dream Theatre about what you thought. Once again, I'm sure, like I said before in my opening speech, that you were going to be in for something special here today, and I'm sure that you have. Just before we go, can we all show our appreciation and say thanks to Dream Theatre and to Jenna? Yeah, come on, stand up.